Welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You can reach Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care at 740-654-7077 or toll free at 800-994-7077. Now here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. We have some great guests with us. We have Ivy O'Neill, and she is an oncology nurse navigator with Fairfield Medical Center. Welcome, Ivy.
Thank you.
And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator, with us today. Welcome, Rick.
It's good to be here. I always learn a lot from Ivy.
I know. Wealth of knowledge and information.
When you want to know navigation, Ivy's the way to go. She understands. She's there.
I'm navigator. Like a Garmin.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Garmin navigator. There you go.
Garmin O'Neill.
Well, we've got a lot of great things to talk about. And, well, since we're talking about navigator, why don't we ask Ivy a little bit about what a navigator is at Fairfield Medical Center?
Absolutely.
What is that? Not the Garmin navigator, but
no, and I think some
do?
People don't understand how much you do help the patient and their family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
we try. Myself and Joyce Cox are the oncology nurse navigators at Fairfield Medical Center. We meet patients at the time of diagnosis. Sometimes it's they're already have been diagnosed and are in treatment, but we help guide them in making treatment decisions, provide support, education, coordinate appointments, and coordinate family meetings, whatever it may be, during that difficult time.
Well, I guess, and I've heard people say that once they heard the word the diagnosis of cancer, they didn't hear anything else. The doctor kept talking, but they didn't hear anything.
Yeah, that's very common. And a lot of times we come in after the physicians have seen them and just ask them, okay, what did the physician tell you? What did you hear the physician say? And sometimes it's just reiterating what they said about that diagnosis, providing them supplemental education so that they understand a little bit better.
Well, and I know we've talked to people that have, you know, been through treatment and things, and they said that, you know, you guys just really become, you know, their best friends. I mean, through this whole process, that you are there and so supportive to them, and they don't know what they would have done without you and your support. So, you know, we in our community really appreciate all that you do as nurses to help them, because, you know, like Rick said, oftentimes people just don't hear anything after that word cancer. And even really with a lot of different diagnoses that happens, it's, you know, they hear, you know, a diagnosis and they're just frozen. You know, it just hits them. Even, you know, some of our patients that hear, you know, a diagnosis of even terminal, it's like they can't hear anything else. It's like sometimes a doctor will say, well, either you have this treatment or there's nothing I can do for you. And they're just like, oh, they don't hear anything else. They can't absorb it. And so just to have that person to, you know, help them through this, to give them the education that they need, you know, it's just so helpful. So I know that a lot of people appreciate what you do to help them. And we appreciate Fairfield Medical Center putting the resources into this type of position, really, in our community, to have two nurses that are dedicated to this. It's great.
Yeah. How did you get into this line of work? Because I guess, really, oncology nurse navigator, I have not heard of that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Is it somewhat new as far as?
It's somewhat new in the past 12 or 15 years. It really was a first established to help the underserved population, lower income families, people who really could not find the resources or have the insurance to pay for screening type of things and diagnosis. And it was meant to help that underserved population, which is, we have a lot of people like that in our community.
Absolutely.
But it's grown now to kind of help all walks of life and assist all patients. We still, you know, work heavily to finding screening for those who can't afford it, taking care of treatment and different medication needs, transportation, those type of things for the underserved.
Somewhat of an ombudsman to a degree. I know, and I've been diagnosed a few things. My wife being a nurse, I had no idea what they were saying, and she could speak medical for me. Yeah, she could interpret, and I'm sure you do that as well somewhat, you know. You know, explain certain terms and all that kind of thing.
Kind of bring it down to what people can understand a little bit better. So
now I know that you and your partner, really, when you talk about the Oncology Nurse Navigator program, you kind of divide up. What kind of cancers do you work with?
Well, I work with lung and head and neck cancer patients. I focus a lot on lung because it's one of our top cancer diagnoses at the hospital. It's also the number one cancer killer across the nation.
Is that due to smoking, I guess, or is any?
Yeah, I mean, it really, smoking causes lung cancer, but it's because it's found at a later stage.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's no foolproof screening method for lung cancer. Joyce Cox is the other navigator. She works with colon and breast cancer patients, and those are our other top two diagnoses at Fairfield Medical Center. And the rest of the cancers, we just share. Whoever can get to that patient first, we'll meet with them.
Hmm. So.
Well, let's talk about a special night that we have coming up here in November, a Shine a Light on Lung Cancer Vigil, that's going to be held at Fairfield Medical Center.
Yes. We are having this Shine a Light on Lung Cancer. It is our second vigil at Fairfield Medical Center. It's going to be on November 14th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the assembly rooms, Assembly Room 2 and 3, and then also in the Tranquility Garden. It's our second event. Our first event went very well last year. We had over 60 people there, so we're hoping to really bring in the crowd, bring back everybody who was there last year, and just grow the crowd. The event is to provide support, honor, and recognize and memorialize those touched by lung cancer. Whether you've lost a loved one or you've had lung cancer yourself, we want to let you know we're there for you. We have lots of things going on that evening.
I know. I was looking at the agenda. It's going to be real exciting. We have Mayor David Smith is going to be the MC,
yeah,
which is going to be fun to have him there. He always does a great job.
So, I know.
Come and see our mayor. It'll be fun to have him there. And then we have some doctors that are going to be actually speaking about lung cancer.
Yes. Dr. Aria Cohen, one of our cardiothoracic surgeons, he is going to be talking about advancements in lung cancer. And then we have a special guest, lung cancer survivor. She's a 9-year survivor. Her name is Dr. Luann Cummings. She's not from our area. She is a professor of business at Findlay University. But she's a wonderful, inspirational speaker. She's a non-smoker, marathon runner, lung cancer survivor. And ever since she was diagnosed, her goal was really to end that stigma. That negative stigma that's associated with having lung cancer. So she's a huge advocate for lung cancer survivors and for raising research dollars for research for lung cancer.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and we're also going to have Maggie Brown talk about smoking cessation. She went through our smoking cessation a number of years ago, our program there, and she also just recently, this past August, went through our lung cancer screening because she was a long-time smoker.
Okay.
She went through the lung cancer screening program, and she's going to talk to everybody about that and maybe encourage some people to do it.
Great.
Yeah.
So people will get information on, you know, ways to for screening and things.
And smoking cessation and screening.
Right.
You know, new advancements in lung cancer, an inspirational story from a survivor. We will have refreshments and survivor gifts. And the vigil, of course, is the highlight with everybody sharing their personal stories. So.
Yeah, that's really nice. I know last year when we had it, we started out in the assembly rooms and, you know, it'd be nice to have, you know, some food and things. But then I think, like you said, the highlight is, you know, we have the music therapist there and then
oh, yeah,
going into the into that tranquility garden is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't get to use that. I know I'm there for meetings a lot at the hospital with different things, but, yeah. you know, we don't get to use the tranquility garden a lot. So, you know, that's for families to, you know, relax and things. Right. So it'll be nice to go into that nice garden and, mm-hmm. you know, I know you have a little candlelight.
Yes, a little vigil that we'll have. And we actually use glow sticks since it's mm-hmm. inside, and I guess we have some fire codes to follow. Mm-hmm. But it's still very nice. People share their experiences. Where Lilly Oncology is also letting us borrow their artwork program. It's Oncology on Canvas.
It's beautiful.
And it is beautiful. So it's going to be sort of like an art gallery, and you can walk around and look at the different art pieces done by cancer patients, survivors, their loved ones, caregivers. So it's a really nice event.
Yeah, so you can come out rain or shine or wind or whatever, because
it's inside.
November 14th, 5:30 to 7 at Fairfield Medical Center. You can park in the garage.
Yes.
And it's on the second floor in the assembly rooms. And then it's just a walk down the hall to the Tranquility Garden. So weather doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. If you're in the garage, you take the elevator to the top. You can't miss it.
You don't have to worry about construction on the new part of the hospital. Because you're parked right in the garage.
That.
Yeah,
yes.
So just, you know, come off of 6th Avenue there or off of Ewing, and you can just park right in the garage and have a nice evening with us. So we do invite you to come. It's free, and there'll be, like you said, gifts for survivors that come, and we have lots of good food.
Yes.
And drinks. You'll have a nice time.
And if anybody has any questions, they can call Ivy at 689-6889. I'd be happy to help them answer any questions. So.
And like I said, you answer the phone too.
I do. Usually.
Every time I've called you, you answer the phone. I just expect someone to answer it for you or something because you're very busy, but you do answer.
Hey, why don't you put that request in for me?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
I love it. Well, I want to thank Ivy O'Neill, oncology nurse navigator from Fairfield Medical Center, and Rick Schneider for being with us. We are going to take a short break.